Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
It's Freestyle Friday, and I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Wendy Ying from Sarasota, Florida, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for Friday, May 25th, 2012. This is episode 412. This episode is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World!
I can't take it anymore!
Thank God it's Friday!
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
We worked all week so that we can eat and own a little piece of God's ground. Pushing papers and pens, red tape never ends. The stress can turn a smile into a frown. I need some horsing around.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for listening. As you heard, we have Wendy in the house today, who is host of the Driving Radio Show. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on, Glenn. And thanks, Jamie. And have a great vacation.
Yeah, I think half the world knows that she's on vacation now because she reminded everybody about 85 times on the show this week.
Well, she's excited about it.
Yeah, when you're going to Spain to ride Andalusians on the beach, I guess you can brag a little.
Oh, I'm totally jealous.
Well, you got to ride a fjord out to the field this morning.
I did. Yes, I did.
Is that the same? That's not quite the same, is it, as Andalusians on the beach?
No, but I could take the fjord down to the beach.
Maybe
that's
true. You could. Well, I want to assure everybody that I totally forgot what I was going to say. Forget that. So anyway, Jamie's on vacation. She's coming back in a couple weeks, and we wish her a good trip. I want to assure everybody that she's not being replaced, as went on through the chat room yesterday. As long as she comes back, she can come back to the show. Now, whether she comes back from Spain is an entirely different story. So if she comes back in a couple weeks, we will definitely have her back. So, Jennifer, what's coming up on today's show?
On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, we embark on our journey with a chat about Choctaw ponies with combined driving competitor Paul May. And keeping with today's driving theme, Glenn brings us an interesting story he found while surfing for really bad ads. But you have to stay tuned to find out what it is. And last, but by no means least, for the millions of Big Bang Theory fans and closet theoretical physicists out there, happy Geek Pride Day.
Hey, that's a day dedicated to
awesome.
Me. Woohoo! I like that. I get a
There's
day.
Something for everybody out there.
I'm so excited. All right, my daily Winnie. My Daily Winnie goes out to a girl by the name of Lisa Dyson. If everybody remembers yesterday, we brought you the story about the L.A. Times and how they were picking on Ann Romney, Mitt Romney's wife, because she is in such an expensive sport as dressage, and nobody that competes in dressage is poor, and obviously you have to have millions of dollars to have a horse. And Lisa Dyson wrote a letter to the editor at the LA Times, and they published it, and I wanted to read what she said. She said, "I am neither pro-Romney or pro-Obama, but as an equestrian, I was dismayed about your article about Ann Romney and her dressage horses. Buying and keeping horses can be expensive as having a yacht, but it doesn't have to be. Many equestrians are everyday working folks making huge financial sacrifices to enjoy their hobby. Wealthy or not, those who enjoy horses or boats are putting money into the economy. To paraphrase money guru Susie Orman, if you can afford to spend money, spend it and keep the wheels of commerce turning. Serious equestrian competition is expensive, but not every horse costs a house payment a month to keep. It's not cheap, but somehow thousands of regular working people manage to keep and enjoy horses every day." Yay to Lisa. She said it best right there. So, screw you, LA Times.
I know. That, you know, that's just people being jealous of other people enjoying themselves.
Exactly. So, there. All right, your turn for a Daily Winnie.
Okay, my Daily Winnie is to my friend Darren Cha-Cha, the inventor, for making my Roman riding dreams come true. Because Darren had this cute little Fjord that rides and drives, and he didn't have a carriage, and the kids outgrew it. And so he sent it to me for driving training. And, you know, I have a lot of driving horses, and, you know, they ride, but I ride very infrequently. So I've been riding the Fjord a lot, and then I ended up deciding I wanted to, you know, attempt Roman riding, and she stands like a rock. So I did it. So now he's made my dreams come true, and I wanted to have a shout out to Darren for giving me that opportunity.
Look at you standing up on horses now.
I know, and today I'm going to try to walk and stand up while I'm walking.
Okay, so we've just stood at a standstill at this point.
Oh, yeah, just standing still. Are you kidding me? I'm a beginner.
You weren't
this
Roman
day
riding,
one.
Actually. You weren't Roman riding. You were Roman standing.
I was Roman standing. But today, when we finish the show, I'm going to go Roman riding.
Hey, Wendy, I just want to say we appreciate the fact that you decided to put off Roman riding until after you hosted the show.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought I should do that. Because I don't have any, like, soft area. I mean, we have grass, but I was like, oh, I need a round pen filled with sand or something. So when I wipe out, it won't hurt. But I don't have that.
Well, it's good you live in Florida where the ground is sort of sandy, you know, to begin with. So
Yeah. You
should bounce a little bit when.
Well, I'm going to wear my vest and my hat. My helmet.
Thank
and my
you.
Vest.
Are you going to actually wear shoes too? No, I guess
you're
riding.
No, you can't wear
you don't.
Shoes. You don't want to wear shoes. That would hurt them.
We always pick on Wendy.
For me.
We always pick on Wendy because Wendy is not what we would call the safety conscious pony clubber.
No.
Matter of fact, we don't allow pony clubbers around Wendy because she sets a bad example. So.
Joanne, you know what? I actually, when I was in my 20s, I was living in California, and they actually asked me to take the pony clubbers out because I was a member of the fox hunt, and I was like the youngest member in the Los Altos town. So I said, sure, I'd love to take the kids out. So I was taking them out hacking and showing them like what we do out hunting, because it's California, so these kids don't get a lot of opportunity to see that. So we took them out, and then one of the kids said, can we race? And I'm like, sure. So we like were racing the ponies, and the mothers were super mad. I got in huge trouble. And I was like, I didn't even get it. I was like, well, why can't we race? I thought I was taking them out fox hunting.
Yeah, that's what fox hunting is, isn't it? fox hunting's even different than that. Fox hunting's racing with alcohol. You at least weren't
exactly.
getting them drunk first. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was probably drinking, but I didn't give them anything to drink. I was like, what's your big deal?
Well, coming up next week, everybody, we will not have a show on Monday because it's kind of a holiday here in the United States. So we are Memorial Day. We're not going to have a show. We will be back live on Tuesday with another co-host, a different co-host. Lisa Weichstocke, the author, will be here on Tuesday. She's co-hosted with me before, and she has a funny story to tell about a book she's writing. You guys all know who this person is she's writing a book about, too. So she's going to tell us about that on Tuesday. And then we'll have different co-hosts over the next 2 weeks while Jamie is gone. One other thing, too. There's a news story that I have to tell you guys about right at the top. It was the big news of the day yesterday, and that's trainer Doug O'Neill, of course, who trains. Does anybody know who he trains? I'll give you a
hint. I'll have another Bowie Meister photo finish. I'll have another.
Well, Doug O'Neill was up for a hearing in California, because he had been accused of giving a horse a milkshake, which is a cocktail that they're not allowed to give their horses. And an interesting thing, they had the hearing yesterday, and he has been suspended for 45 days, but it won't take effect until after the Belmont Stakes on June the 9th. Now, this is what's so interesting about it. Talk about playing politics here. it says that I'm gratified that they did not find me guilty. So what happened is they did not find him guilty because they say they didn't have enough evidence to find him guilty, but the horse, in fact, had the drugs in his system, so he was being suspended anyway. So now he said, I'm gratified that they did not find that I milkshaked a horse and engaged in any illegal conduct, blah, blah, blah. I'm planning on examining and reviewing all of my options following the Belmont Stakes, but right now I plan on staying focused on preparing for winning the Triple Crown. The suspension and fine, which O'Neill can appeal, comes at a time when racing is under heavy scrutiny for the way the horses race, blah, blah, blah. So so they didn't find him guilty, but they suspended him anyway, is basically
They didn't find drugs in his system.
It says
they found elevated carbon dioxide. In his blood, which can be caused by milkshaking. But there's other reasons why horses can have elevated carbon dioxide. But I'm not, like, totally familiar with all the details of the tests. But there are certain, like, medical issues that can cause that, like ulcers or renal damage or, you know, like COPD, things like that.
Okay.
Allergies. So technically, I don't know how this racing thing works, like how they do this test, but maybe that's why they let him off and they're giving some slack.
Right. Yet still slapped him on the wrist because they had to set an example, which is what that came down to pretty much. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Hey, there's an advantage to having a vet on the show. We can cover medical stories and not sound like silly idiots like we usually do every other day. So thanks, Wendy. Speaking of that kind of thing, Germany now has become one of the first countries to prohibit hot or fire branding of horses. So no more sticking them in the butt with a hot iron.
I am so glad for this.
I always wondered why that still went on at this point anyway, when you have things like microchipping. Now, in Germany, European Union law requires that horses be individually identified. So now they're going to have to do DNA typing, or microchipping will be the sole means of identification in Germany. And there were groups fighting this that really wanted to keep branding. I just don't see a need for it in today's world.
I know exactly why they do it. They do it because the breeders want the brand on the side of the horse so that you can see it when you're at the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's an advertisement.
Especially the group that was really fighting it were the Trakehner people.
Yeah, because Trakehners are, you know, they are a mixed breed anyway. They have not open stud book, but they have thoroughbreds and Arabs in there, so they tend to be all different types, you know. So
right.
I think it's like it's branding. Hot branding is essentially like logo branding. You know, you want your sign on the outside of that horse.
And you can't tell me it doesn't hurt. It's got to hurt a lot.
It's going to hurt. I think it's going to hurt.
Yeah, it's definitely going to hurt.
I wouldn't do it to my guys.
Well, you know, I think you'll see it started in Germany. I think you're going to see that continuing through other countries as well. So let's microchip them, it doesn't hurt as much, and it is identifiable down to the horse, which is really good too. So that's good news out of Germany, I think. And let's see what else here. Hey, there's something coming up that I want you to hear about. This is a little segment we took off the Western Radio Show, episode number 107. It's about a show coming up called AmeriEquine, or AmeriQuine, they call it. It's a little bit different, and you're going to hear why here in a minute, but it's a three-day music festival and horse exposition that they combined with some top-name musicians. It's coming up in Texas. So, Wendy, let's just take a little break here, and let's hear about this. And then when we come back, I have a list for you. And see, I could do all the stuff that I want to do over the next 2 weeks that I can't do because Jamie would make fun of me. So I have a list for you, and you're going to love this because it's something that all equestrians have to deal with every day. I'm going to give you the list of the 10 worst stinging insects in terms of pain.
That's going to be great. Yep, ready.
So we'll be right back with that.
And on the westernradioshow.com, we've got with us Terry Sharp, executive producer of the Festival of the Horse, AmeriEquine. Is that how you pronounce it, Terry?
Yes,
Ellen, I have problems.
good morning. Yes, it's AmeriEquine.
Super. And that's going on at the Will Rogers Memorial Center, June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And that's kind of it's not your average equine festival, is it, Terry?
No, actually, we're bringing a unique concept to Fort Worth and happy to do so. We are combining the talents of many professionals, equine professionals, and not only will they be doing clinics, lectures, and demonstrations throughout the day, we are also offering concerts by popular bluegrass and country western musicians. We will be offering concerts two times a day, and we will also the concerts will also include fantastic performances from our equine professionals.
And all that's going to be inside the Will Rogers Memorial Coliseum?
That is correct.
But you're going to have you're going to have other events all throughout the center, right?
That's correct. If you go to our website, you can see the schedule, the full schedule, everything we're offering in the 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. There'll be events in every building at the show. We'll be having clinics, lectures, and demonstrations, as I said. And in addition to that, we are going to offer Craig Cameron's Extreme Cowboy Race National Championship Points Qualifier. That will be going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday as well in the Watt Arena located at the Will Rogers.
So, Terry, what made you want to do something different? This is I've never seen a musical equine kind of festival. So, who came up with the idea, and was it just something that you guys wanted to try out?
Well, I had the opportunity to join up with some very talented folks that have been in the production industry. I had the opportunity to work with them in the past as well. And what we did is we're very familiar with the Equine Expo concept, and knowing that the popularity of bringing together such fabulous presenters, professionals in the industry, so we thought to ourselves, what else could we do to make this special and unique and enjoyed by many more people? And we looked at the music industry, and we had one focus, and that was the love of the horse, the bond that would bring people together. And that's how we determined to incorporate bluegrass and country western music.
So for those that haven't got tickets yet, this is June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, who are in the Fort Worth, Texas area. Does it matter if we haven't purchased tickets yet? Can we purchase them at the door, or where do we get more information about that?
Certainly. Yes, you may purchase the tickets upon arrival. You also can get all the information you need on our website, AmeriQuine, AmeriEquine.com. And we're going to make it very easy on you. Once you park at the Will Rogers and you enter any of the buildings that the event is using at the main ticketing entry points, you will be able to buy your single-day admission ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And if you would like to go to a concert, the concerts are a separate ticket. But the bonus is if you buy a concert ticket, you don't have to buy any other ticket that day. It gets you into everything. So if you buy an equine expo ticket, yes, you would have to buy a concert ticket. But if you buy a concert ticket, you get into everything at no additional charge.
So really just buy a concert ticket.
Yeah.
That's your best value of the day. That is correct.
Yeah.
And children 5 and under are free to the expo, the equine expo.
Well, you can hear the rest of that episode where they talk more about Ameriquine, and also they talk to one of the presenters at Ameriquine, Tim McKay, who is one of the top reiners in the world, has been on this show before. So you can hear all of that at horseradionetwork.com. Just look up the Western Radio Show. So thank you to Tammy and Alan for that. Well, this guy, Wendy, back in 1990, he was a entomologist, which is a a guy who studies bees and bugs and things. He decided that he wanted to figure out what bugs, when you got stung by them, hurt the worst. So
right.
What he did, this is a guy that's dedicated, Wendy. This is a guy that's dedicated to his work. He took 78 species of bugs that sting, and he got stung by all of them so he could best describe the pain.
Well, I don't doubt it. Entomologists are kind of wacky.
Well, this guy's wacky. His name was Justin Schmidt, and I heard this on a different radio show, and I thought, this is perfect for horse people because we deal with bugs more than most people. We have all kinds of bugs we run into all the time with the horses, out the barn, out riding, things like that. So I'm going to give you the top 10 of the worst stinging bugs out there in terms of pain, and he called this the Schmidt Sting Pain Index. And yes, I'm going to have to be careful how I say that. And he put a funny description beside each one. I'm going to read those to you because this is kind of a chuckle. So the index went from 0 to 4, 4 being the worst, 4 being like total pain. So
right.
Here we go. The first, number 10, was a 1 on the index, and it was a sweet bee. And the way he describes this is a light, ephemeral, almost fruity sting, a tiny spark that singes a single hair on your arm. So
oh,
that
my
was
God.
Just poetic. How about this? We have lots of these, Wendy, where you and I live here in Florida, and it's a 1.2 on the index of pain. It's a fire ant. We have a lot of those.
That's
here.
Only a 1.2? A fire ant's only a 1.2?
I know. Yeah, I know. And this is the way he describes it, a sharp, sudden, mildly alarming sting, like walking across a shag carpet and reaching for the light switch. So there you go.
I think it's much worse than that.
I know. And you walk around in sandals all the time in Florida. I don't know how you
I
do
know.
That. You must. Those fire ants are nasty. Now, the next one is an index. On the index, it's a 1.8, so we're getting up there now. It's a bullhorn acacia ant, and I don't know what that is. I have no idea. It's
a
rare
African species.
That's what it sounds like, doesn't it?
Yeah, because acacia trees are in Africa.
Oh, God, it's bright red, and it is ugly looking. All right. A rare, piercing, elevated sore. Someone has fired a staple into your cheek.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
Okay, the next one. And we've all probably been stung by one of these in the past, and that's a bald-faced hornet. Everybody knows what a hornet is. It's a bee.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a 2 on the scale, and this is how he describes a hornet sting. Rich, hearty, slightly crunchy, similar to getting your hand smashed in a revolving door.
Oh, my God. You're
getting stung.
That's bad.
All right. The next one we have all been stung by numerous times probably, and that's a yellow jacket. I was actually surprised to see a yellow jacket on this list because we all have been stung by it, but I don't know that I considered it the in the top 10 of worst stings. But you know what? When you get a yellow jacket sting, it lasts a while. You're a couple hours feeling that
thing.
Yeah,
I think it hurts. I hate yellow jacket stings.
Well, this is how he describes a yellow jacket sting. Hot and smoky, almost irreverent. Imagine W.C. Fields extinguishing a cigar on your tongue.
Oh, my God.
Now, the next
this
one
guy
is something.
Crazy.
I know. It's funny, though. The next one is also a two. It's tied with the yellow jacket, and it's a honeybee. Honeybees were also on the list. And, you know, I have to think about those guys in the white uniforms out there at the collecting the honey, all with these bees all over them. Well, this is how he describes a honeybee sting. Like a match head that flips off and burns on your skin. And, you know, that's probably a good description for a honeybee.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a good description.
Now the next one, number four on the list, is a red harvester ant, another kind of ant. Ants played prominent on this list. This is a three out of four, so you're getting up there now. And this is the way he describes this: bold and unrelenting. Somebody is using a drill to excavate your ingrown toenail.
Oh my God! Ah! Ow! That's painful. You know what? Those are probably like those ants in Indiana Jones, where they like swarm you and then bite you and like leave just bones in their path.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about those ants. You're right.
Remember those ants in Indiana Jones? They were. Oh.
Well, this, you know, here we go. The next one, number three, is I got a story, and this is three on the three out of four index here. And it's a paper wasp, and I'll tell you a story in a minute. Let's tell his description first. Caustic and burning, distinctly bitter aftertaste, like spilling a beaker of hydrochloric acid on a paper cut.
Oh.
So, Wendy, we lived in this old, old farmhouse. I mean, it didn't have heat. It had a coal furnace that was falling apart. It was on 100 acres. The land was beautiful. The buildings, not so much. And Jennifer and I, when we first met, that was our first house we lived in together, this decrepit farmhouse, no heat upstairs, and, you know, it just barely had running water. So it actually had a working outhouse, too, but it did have a bathroom inside. So we were always wondering, we were upstairs and in the bedroom next to ours, we used it as a changing room and sort of a closet, you would hear a humming sometimes. And finally, one day over the summer, Jennifer said, there's something going on in this house. There's a humming coming from the walls. And what we were concerned about, Jennifer, if I remember right, was that it was an electrical problem, right? Isn't that what we were worried about?
Well, yeah, we thought we should investigate. Yeah.
Yeah, well, so the only way you investigate an old house that has horsehair plaster, by the way, is you take a hammer and you punch a hole in the wall to see why the wall is humming. Well, we found out very quickly when we punched this little hole in the wall and all of these paper wasps started flying out of the wall.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, this is an interior wall of the house. So these paper wasps start flying out, and we're like, this wall is humming because it's filled with wasps.
That's so gross.
I know. So we run downstairs and you get the bee spray. We pumped about six cans of bee spray through that hole into the wall until finally either we were going to die of asphyxiation or all of those bees were going to be dead. And it took, what, several hours, didn't it, Jennifer, till the humming stopped? I mean, it was a long time.
It was a multi-day process.
Yes, because we had to keep going out and buying more bee stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
So we finally got it to stop humming, the wall, that is, and we got a crowbar and we started ripping the horsehair plaster off the wall. The entire wall was these paper wasp nests inside the entire interior wall. There must have been thousands of them living in our house.
God, that is a nightmare.
I know. And they're number three on the worst stings list.
I know.
Anyway. Okay, the next one is something I had never heard of, and it is a four on the scale, tied for first place, and this is actually a wasp. It's called a tarantula hawk, but it's a wasp.
Oh, my God.
It's a bee.
It sounds so bad as it is.
It does. It kind of looks like a flying spider tarantula thingy. Awful looking.
Great.
Anyway. This is how he describes the pain. And this guy volunteered to have 78 species bite him. Remember that.
Yeah.
Blinding, fierce, shockingly electric. A running hair dryer has been dropped into your bubble bath.
Oh, my God. Well, and not only, I mean, plus it sounds like it's so horrible, like some kind of mutant spider wasp cross that's attacking you. So, like, if it isn't scary enough when it lands on you, then it bites you.
I know. And then the winner of this number one worst stinging insects is another ant. And this is one that is found in, let's see here. Apparently they had problems with it in Costa Rica and in South America and the Middle America. It's called a bullet ant. And this is how he describes the pain for the number one stinging insect in all the world. Pure, intense, brilliant pain. Like fire walking over flaming charcoal with a 3-inch rusty nail grinding into your heel.
Ah! Hey, Glenn, why did you decide to do this when I'm the guest host? Couldn't we have talked about, like, cute ponies or, like, fluffy bunnies or adorable animals? But why are we going to have a stinging insect? That's so horrible. I'm going to have nightmares now.
Well, I got to tell you something. The reason why is because everybody's always trying to gross me out in this show. It's my turn, darn it. So between yesterday talking about the snake getting sucked in and chopped into pieces in the air conditioning unit,
yeah,
and
that
this,
was gross.
I'm doing good.
Well, maybe next week on the driving radio show, I'll bring, like, the grossest wounds that veterinarians encounter to just gross you out,
they,
to get you fat.
Trust me, they've done them here on Wednesday mornings on the horse. They've grossed me out in every way possible. But I am doing this as a public service to all the horse people out there so they know what to look for in all of these insects. This is a public service list.
I see. Well, I'm glad you're looking out for the community.
All right, let's take a break for a commercial and come back to our first guest. And now we can talk about cute ponies, okay, when we get to the guest.
Okay.
We can get off of insects. But first, let's hear from Kentucky Performance Products, our title sponsor for today. Regular listeners to the show know that we love Kentucky Performance Products. And that's an easy thing to do because Kentucky Performance Products stand behind their products and they believe in them. Your complete satisfaction is guaranteed. If you are unsatisfied with any of their products, they will gladly refund your money. Does your horse or pony get fat on air alone? Is he living in a dry lot or turned out with a muzzle? Can't feed him more than a handful of grain and some hay? Then you need Microphase. Microphase is a great way to ensure your horse or pony gets all of the nutrients he needs to stay healthy without adding calories to his diet. Microphase contains the vitamins and trace minerals not found in grass or hay, and your horse will eat it right out of your hand. You can learn more about Microphase and all of the products from Kentucky Performance Products by visiting kppusa.com. That's kppusa.com. Check out Microphase.
Okay, so we're ready to talk to our guest, Paul May. Paul and his wife, Cheryl, run May Show Ponies in Lexington, Virginia. And he's a good friend of mine in combined driving. And he's going to tell us all about the rare breed of Choctaw ponies. So, Paul, welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning, Wendy.
Good morning,
Thanks
Paul.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, I'm glad you could join us. So you are currently driving a Choctaw pony in combined driving, right?
Yeah, yes, yeah. She came to me 2 years ago. She was born actually up on the mountain in Oklahoma on Blackjack Mountain. And I'll tell you a little bit more about the history of that, how they got there. And the owners, Jamie and Mary McConnell, live in Orange, Virginia, and they wanted their horses promoted. So I thought combined driving would be a good avenue for them. And she certainly turned into a great little driving pony.
So tell us a little bit about the Choctaw breed.
Well, I'm not really great on the history of the breed, but they were bred by the Choctaw Indians in Georgia originally. And in around 1830, they were forcibly removed, you know, by the white man into Oklahoma,
right,
as were all the Native Americans. And they took their horses with them. So they walked from Georgia to Oklahoma.
Oh, wow.
And that was called the Trail of Tears.
Yeah.
And they turned all the horses up on Blackjack Mountain in Oklahoma. And that's where they still are now.
And the pony that you're driving was born there, you said, in Oklahoma.
Pardon?
and Ty, the pony you're breeding, was born out there in Oklahoma, you said?
Yeah, she was. She was born on Black Jet Mountain, yeah. Yeah. So, of course, when you get them off the mountain, they have a very strong flight instinct. You know, they're basically wild horses. Even though they do get looked after, they get fed. So they take a little bit of time to come around. But now they bond with you. It's kind of like more having a dog than it is having a horse.
Oh, really?
And I can do anything with her. Other people can't. The girls we have working in the barn, you know, they have to be very careful what they do with her because she knows me and she trusts me.
Right.
So, I can do anything with her.
So
and
when you got
she'll,
her,
she'll,
was she
she'll
like...
look for me in a crowd of people.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's... Yeah.
When you first got her, was she like completely like untouched by human hands, or she was
She'd been halted, and she was one that the McConnells particularly picked out as a potential driving pony, and she was the first one I had for them, and she took a little bit of time to come around, but then once she got the idea, she just keeps going along in leaps and bounds. I mean, she's doing wonderfully.
Well,
but they're a very interesting breed.
And why did the owners decide to do combined driving?
I think it was just an avenue to promote the horses. Jamie McConnell's parents were very well-known drivers in Pennsylvania. He comes from the DuPont family, so he has a history of driving, you know, going back from his childhood.
Yeah.
So I think it's near and dear to his heart that his horses actually go out and drive and do well.
Yeah. And go ahead, Glenn, sorry.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, how big are they? Are they, you know, 13, 14 hands or 12 hands? You know, how big do they get?
Anywhere between 12-2 and 14-2.
Okay.
It's pretty typical.
So that's a good, great size for driving, too. Yeah.
Yeah, Ty's just under 14 hands. And it's amazing how she's developed since I've had her, how much she's filled out and grown up. And she's 6 now, and I still think it's going to take another year before she's completely finished filling out and maturing.
And how do they, are they stocky like a drafty breed, or are they more like a Mustang?
No, they're more like a Mustang. They have great bone. They have fantastic feet. I mean, just amazing. Even if she doesn't have shoes on, they never crack. They're hard as nails. And
how is she, like... Go ahead, sorry.
She's kind of primitive looking in her coloring, and they have some... I've seen some of the others at the McConnells, and they're very wild colors, from grulers to paints. She's a red dun. And she has actually stripes down her, like tiger stripes down her side, as well as her legs. Because people look at her and think she's wet, because it looks like water dripping down, but it's actually her markings.
Oh, tiger stripes. I like that. That's cool.
Yeah, that suits you, Wendy.
That would. So how is she with pulling the carriage? Like, does she have tons of heart and never gives up?
Yeah, she does. I mean, they were very well known as endurance horses. They have to be. They're extremely tough, and they competed with them a lot in endurance races. So, you know, she certainly has the heart for it. As a youngster, it took a little bit of time to get her in condition, but now she's developing and she's getting older. I mean, she just flies around a marathon The vets can't believe it when she comes into the vet check. And it's like she hasn't done anything.
Oh, really?
So, she's pretty tough.
And how do you think she can... good walk, I bet.
Yeah, amazing. I mean, from a training level pony, she was doing the advanced pony walk. She'd do a kilometer in 9 minutes, just over 9 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, as compared to the other breeds that you drive, how do you like rate her for trainability?
Very good. I mean, like I said, they do take a little bit of time to get started, but once you've got them on your side, they will do anything for you. I mean, I would be happy to take her through the middle of Washington, D.C. right now.
Oh, really? So she's not afraid
of
loud noises or anything like that?
No. As long as I'm with her, she's not afraid of anything at all.
Wow.
Yeah. So, like I said, they take a bit of time, but if you get them on your side, they're just fantastic. They're more like a dog. And apparently, you know, they didn't have them in paddocks, the Native Americans, the Choctaws. They had them. I think they kept them more like the Arabians were kept in the desert. And there was one horse for one person.
Oh.
So they lived with the people.
You know, it's interesting because that sounds a lot. What you're describing, we've had numerous people on about the Mustangs, and of course, you know, these Choctaws are really a cousin of the Mustangs. They all came from Spanish influence back, you know, way back when. But the Mustangs tend to do the same thing. When somebody adopts a Mustang, they tend to find their one person, and that's it. That's the person they trust, and you know, they're protective, and they just attach to that person.
Yeah. Yeah, very much.
Because they say when you adopt a Mustang, you're adopting a lifetime horse, and now you see why, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And I just love her. She's so sweet.
Huh.
And she tries so hard. I mean, people come and especially watch her at the CDEs because she's different. She's very different. And nobody knows what she is. Everyone's very interested to find out more about the breed, where they come from. Where do I get one from? Can I have that one? So there's a list of people would buy her tomorrow. And she's fabulous at cones. She loves the cones. She gallops the whole cones course. She doesn't like to trot it. And I was at an event in Southern Pines last fall with her when she had just moved her up into prelim from training. And she did the cones course in a minute and a half. Under the maximum time, which is pretty quick. And
that's
the
like
judge
half the time.
Half the time, yeah. And the judge called me over and said, what are you doing? Why are you going so fast? Why didn't you move her up into intermediate? I said, well, I just moved her up into prelim. She said, well, you need to move her up right now. Anyway, that's the plan. She's going to be going intermediate very shortly.
She's skipping grades in school, huh?
Yeah, that's
she
exciting.
Is. Yeah. I mean, and you know, at 6 years old to be driving a pony intermediate, that's pretty early. That's
yeah.
only been doing it for a couple of years.
Isn't it funny how they tell you though the speed at which they want to advance?
Exactly. Yeah. And she's very happy to do that, and she loves doing the marathon. She's getting faster and faster in her hazards. And she's a blast to drive. I laugh my head off when I'm driving her in the marathon. She surprises me every time I take her out.
You know, they are very well known for, Wendy, for endurance. And the National, the North American Trail Ride Conference has a very famous one. And I was trying to remember the name, and I just looked it up. It was a Bay Roan mare named Choctaw Star, and it became the first Spanish Mustang in North American continent to earn the 1,000-mile horse award. Apparently, she finished 1,000 competitive miles and never had a leg blemish or a scratch or anything. And that goes to what you're saying about them being so darn tough.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is neat. Now, Jennifer's going to post a link to, we found some pictures and things of the Choctaw ponies. And it looks like they come in all different colors and, you know, in the rainbow across the board.
Yeah, they certainly do. Yep. Yeah, if anybody wants a nice colorful horse, something a little bit different, then a Choctaw would be a great choice.
They are cute.
I think I want one now.
Everybody
I need
have
a couple.
One.
I need a couple.
Now, Wendy wants one of everything we talk about on the shows, though, Paul.
Oh, yeah,
I
know what Wendy's like. And you can't get anything more American than a Choctaw horse.
That's true.
For sure.
You know, there's this big drive for everyone to buy everything made in the USA. You can't get anything more American than a chop tool.
There you go. Well, where can people find out your website? What's your website?
My website is mayshowponies.com, but if you want to find out more about the Choctaws, in particular the McConnells herd, they have their own website, which is summerduckwood.net.
Summerduckwood.net. Summerduckwood.net, okay.
Yeah, and there's a whole load of information about the horses there. And I'm sure that if anybody would like to go and visit, Mary would be delighted to show them around the horses.
Glenn,
well,
can we
go? Yeah, we'll go. We'll do a field trip. Where's she at?
You should. In Rapidan, Virginia.
Oh, see, it's not too far away. We can do that. We can visit Paul while we're up there, and he can take us for a drive with the Choctaw.
Yeah.
I know. You know what? I should go. I'm going to go cover the Upperville show for the driving radio show, so I should stop in on the way.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
We want pictures. All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Paul. We appreciate you being on and telling us about this really cool pony.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks, Paul.
All right. Bye-bye.
Choctaw pony. And Paul seems like a really nice guy. I would love to drive in the cart with that pony. He's so fast. And, of course, all of us drivers love driving the fast ones every once in a while.
I know. And Ty is so cute. She's totally adorable. Very cuddly.
Well, one of the things I can do while Jamie's not here is I can play every darn song that she hates. And over the next 2 weeks, I'm going to do that because there are people in our listening audience I know that like some of these songs, but we don't play them because Jamie wants to throw up every time. So today I'm going to play one of the songs that she absolutely hates, but I know there's listeners out there listening right now that like it because they tell us so every time. And I know one of the listeners that likes this song is Frankie Lovato. The jockey Frankie, and he likes this song. So let's play A Little Barn Cat by Marianne Kennedy.
I'm a barn cat, not an alley cat, or a house cat. I don't sit and laugh. I got a real job. It's a tough life. I'm a barn cat. Barn cat. Meow, this is my territory. Bow wow, look out. I got sharp claws. Bed made out of straw. I'm so glad I'm a barn cat. Yeah. I got a feed room and a tack room and four stalls, and I stalk them all. Don't need a litter box. I got a round pen, 60 foot of sand. Yeah, I'm a barn cat. Barn cat. Meow, this is my territory. I'm a boy.
a tough life. I'm a bunker.
Ready?
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a beautiful feeling. Horses are coming my way. You're listening to Horses in the Morning.
That's right. You are listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenn DeGeek. I am here with Dr. Wendy Ying, co-host of the Driving Radio Show today, filling in for Jamie. And, of course, Coach Jen is producing as well. This show is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. You can find all of their terrific products at kppusa.com. Well, Wendy and I, in a few minutes, are going to attempt to do really bad ads without Jamie. We realize already that this is going to be a complete disaster, that we are awful, that she is the goddess of really bad ads. But we are going to try, aren't we, Wendy?
We're going to try, and she is the goddess of really bad ads. I love Fridays because of Jamie.
And
don't feel bad. But.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, just go ahead and say that.
I'm a Jamie fan. I can't help it.
Well, something happened this week, though. You know, when people are out there, when our listeners are out there, like Robin Donahue was doing this, she was out there this week looking for really bad ads on Craigslist, and she came across this ad, and she emailed it to me, and she said, "This is perfect for you guys on the Driving Radio Show." And Wendy, when I saw what the ad was, it wasn't a bad ad at all. It was a terrific ad, and I had to call. So I actually called one, and I called, and I got a guy by the name of Jim Nolan out of Texas on the line. And we had such a great time talking. I said he had to come on the show because I knew you were going to be on. He had to come on the show and talk about the one of the most expensive things I've ever seen show up on Craigslist, but one of the coolest, too. So let's get Jim on the line here. Hi, Jim.
Hi, how you doing?
We're doing great. Hey, I got to tell you, thank you so much for joining me. I know it was kind of an odd call that I made to you the other day. But you had put a Craigslist ad up, and I want to read it for everybody if I can. It says, "One of a kind, full-size, J. Brown Stagecoach, made in Weatherford, Texas in 1990. All hardware is gold-plated, extra pinstriping, and gold leaf paint. Call Jim." Jim, you're the first one I ever see to put a real full-size, gold-plated, gold-leaf stagecoach on Craigslist. Why ever did you think Craigslist would be the place to sell it?
I bought a lot of smaller stuff on there, like wagons and different things. So I thought, well, we'd give it a try.
And have you gotten any calls?
Oh, you bet. We've gotten calls. We've gotten about 10 calls on it so far.
Wow. Wow, that's
and
amazing.
What are people wanting to pull it with? Like, what teams? Are they quarter horse teams or draft teams? Or what kind of people are calling you?
Well, they're asking if I could help them put a team together to pull it with. And they've seen my picture, and I have four black Percheron mules that I pulled it with. And, I wanted to be a little different, but we pulled it with the four black Percheron mules, and when Wells Fargo bought out Butterfield Stage Lines, they used mules down in Texas in this rough country instead of horses. And they come in and dropped off the Cap Rock, and then they went out by El Paso. And I pulled it with those mules, and a lot of people haven't ever seen that big of mules in this part of the country, because most of the mules that you see down here are chuck wagons and stuff on these big ranches, and they're all 900 to 1,000-pound mules.
Well, and these are Percheron mules, so they're a little bit bigger, huh?
Yes, sir. They weigh about 1,700.
Oh, my God.
You know the thing that amazes me? You know what amazes me about this, Jim? You have a picture on your Craigslist ad of the mules pulling four in hand of mules pulling this this stagecoach, and this stagecoach is huge because these mules look small in this picture. Amazing.
Well, the stagecoach weighs 2,500 pounds empty, and
wow.
So it. I tell you what, I pull I drive and pull hitch wagons and different types of buggies and stuff, but once you get up on that stagecoach with it rocking and all, it's just like stepping back in time.
Now, how many people? I got a couple questions about stagecoaches in general. Is it people used to go across the country in these things? Are they comfortable inside?
It rocks, and I've sat in it one time, and I had a friend of mine that helps me drive when we do shows. He was driving, and I said, well, I'm going to get down and get inside. And I really liked it. I thought he'd take a nap in it. But, you know, when they went across country, they tried to pack as many people in there as they could get. And when you put 9 people inside and then put people up on top, and then plus you were allowed 1 piece of luggage, and after that 1 piece, you got charged for an extra passenger if you had more than that. And that got expensive, I guess. And it took 22 days to go from Springfield to Sacramento. So the fun might be out of it after you rode in it that long.
Oh, 22 yeah. days in the stagecoach. Oh, my God.
Bouncing.
I mean, I'm sure it is fun, like, the first 10 minutes.
But one thing I've learned, you have to make a wide turn, and with a 4-up hitch like that, when we do parades, we have to drive out the route, make sure that we can swing around. But you don't turn very short.
Yeah, I think it's probably like driving a road coach where the turning radius, like 50 meters, would be small, like that's the tightest you could probably turn. So you have to plan ahead.
That's right.
Now, tell us
go ahead.
I was just going to say, tell us about the coach. Well, you know, tell us a little bit about this because it's a Jay Brown stagecoach, and that's known as a quality one.
You bet. There's about 3 quality coach makers in the United States, and I've really done my homework before I got into it. And Hanson up in South Dakota is a good coach maker, and Jay Brown, and there's a guy out in Arizona, and I can't think of his name now, but Jay Brown makes 60 coaches, and this is number 30. And I bought it up in Pennsylvania. I found it on the internet, and I knew it was a Jay Brown. And I went up and picked it up, and the guy told me, he said, anytime you find anything out about our coach, holler back and let me know. I said, okay. So I bought it and brought it back to Texas, and I got the axle number off of it, and I called Mr. Brown. And Mr. Brown looked it up, and he called me back, and he said, the lady that ordered this, she wanted something special. And he sent me the original order form on this coach. And it has 10, usually he sent all of his hardware to the foundry in Fort Worth and had it brass plated. She wanted 10 karat gold plated on the buckles, hinges, latches, door plates, everything's 10 karat gold. And then she wanted an extra $5,000 worth of hand pinstriping done on it. And then she had 18-karat leaf done on the floral paintwork. And it's a beautiful coach.
Wow,
and I love driving it. But we do exceptional rodeos for disabled adults and children, and we're wanting to do a tour. And it takes a lot of our room hauling it. And what we're wanting to do is sell it to buy a little bit more equipment for our exceptional rodeo tour.
Exceptional rodeo tour.
Sir?
What's an exceptional rodeo? What is an exceptional rodeo?
Okay, an exceptional rodeo, we do, we travel around to major events, and we put on these exceptional rodeos for disabled adults and children. It is a, we have a trained Red Brahma bull that's a therapeutic bull, and he has his own aluminum bucking chute with a wheelchair ramp. We roll him up there and set him over on him. There's a lot of therapeutic riding horses out there and clinics and stuff. In fact, my son has Down syndrome and autism. He was in it, and he's the one that got us into this. And we have mechanical bulls, remote control bulls, and we'll set them up there. We're just trying to bring a rodeo to them that they can get the experience that they see on television. We have a buffalo, a trained buffalo, and we have smaller animals for a petting zoo, and we have about five events. We have a fiberglass roping horse, and we teach them how to rope. We have miniature mules and horses with carts and wagons, and we put them on there and hand them the drive lines, and then we have volunteers leading them around with the lead rope on each one, and they think they're driving. And it brings a lot of joy to them, and we're just trying to put a bright spot in their day for a short period of time.
Jim, what's the buffalo trained to do? Can you ride the buffalo?
He's 2 years old, and by the time he's three, I hope we've got him trained to ride. And loves attention. He'll lay down. I got him at 4 days old and raised him in my backyard. And we're waiting on...
Was he an orphan?
She wasn't supposed to have been bred back. And she come in with this baby calf. She had lost one the year before. They was fixing the color out of the herd. And here she come in with him. And they were afraid that she wouldn't carry him through to the fall. So he said, and I told him what we'd do with him. And he's just part of the group now.
So you got to bottle feed this buffalo, and now you're training him to ride. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, ma'am.
If that's true, yes. I am so insanely jealous. I want to do that. Glenn, I want a buffalo, a baby buffalo.
Well, people come by, and I got a baby. I had a baby buffalo in the backyard, and then my Red Brahma bull, he was like a guard dog. When people would drive up, he'd walk up, stick his head in your window, and want to be petted.
God, that's cute.
Jim,
two animals around here.
I want to thank you for doing what you're doing there. I think that's a wonderful thing, and it does, it brings the experience of a rodeo type situation to people that would never get to experience that in any other way. Exceptional Rodeo, what a great name for it, too. And I can honestly say, somebody mentioned this in our chat room, I can honestly say that that's the first time we have ever heard the term therapy bull on the Horses in the Morning show.
You bet.
Jim, we've had lots of other kinds of bull, but never therapy bull.
I've always wanted to be a little different on it. Go ahead.
I got
to
ask you, how much is this baby?
Okay, I'm asking 50 for it. 50,000.
That's probably a good price for this, I think.
I think that's a great price.
Yeah, that's a great price for this. We're talking
gold
plated.
One of the things about the gold plating that's really, really valuable is that it's not just because it's gold. That's not an extravagance. You never have to polish the brass. So it never oxidizes. That's why we do that.
That's true.
So there's a lot less work.
Think about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's low maintenance.
When Mr. Brown, he passed away a couple of years ago, and right before he passed away, he was getting $79,000 for a plain coach. And I've dropped it down. I want to sell it where we can move on with this exceptional rodeo, and I hope I've got it down. I know the economy's bad, but I'm trying to get it down where a lot more people can afford it and that would really enjoy something like this.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll post a link to it on our Facebook page, on your Craigslist ad. Jennifer has that there. She can post that on our Facebook page, and we'll try and help you out. Good luck in selling it. Where can people find out? Is there a website for the Exceptional Rodeo where people can see more about that?
Okay, we're working on our website now to add more of our Exceptional Rodeo to it. We have an 8-minute video of one of our Exceptional Rodeos that we've done on our website, and it's wegotbulls.com.
Wegotbulls.com?
Oh,
is that what you just said?
Yes, sir.
I love that.
Jim, I like you, Jim. I think you're going to have to come on the Drive Radio show. We need to talk to you more.
Okay.
Oh, thanks, Jim.
Where everybody could remember it.
Well, I got to tell you too. I'm gonna tell you his web or his email address starts with Rent Bulls. So your life is just full of bull, Jim.
Oh, you bet. And a lot of people they tell me that all the time.
Thank you, Jim. You're a good sport to come on the show.
Okay. Well, thank you all for having me.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye.
I love Texas. I should have moved to Texas.
Me too. That guy's the best.
I know.
Stagecoach, baby buffalo, like rodeo. I love this guy.
We'll have to have him back on the Driving Radio show. I think our driving is obviously he's driven a lot of different vehicles in his life.
Well, I want to hear about his mules, too, those Percheron mules.
I know. Now I want a Percheron mule. I've changed my mind. I don't want a standard bred anymore. I want a Percheron mule.
I know. I think you need a Percheron mule. It'll be much more comfortable to ride.
Jennifer hates when I do this show because every day I get off and I want a different kind of horse. So
I know. You're going to have a Percheron mule and I'm going to have a baby buffalo.
Okay, there we go. All right, Wendy. Are you nervous? It's that time. We have music to play because guess what? It's
Yay,
our attempt.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
Yep, it's time for Really Bad Ads, everybody's favorite time of the week. Fridays at 10 o'clock, we bring you some of the best and worst Craigslist ads from across the country submitted by our listeners who have scoured Craigslist in numerous states to find these. And today, the winner of Really Bad Ads, picked by Wendy, I might add, will win a Redmond Rock gift pack. And you can find all of their cool products at redmondequine.com. Redmond Rocks are a mineral block that they chisel out of the ground in Utah, and they don't even shape it into a block or anything. They just send you a great big rock. And you can find these at tack shops and feed stores across the country. You'll see the Redmond Rock display. If you see the display, they're going to cost you $10 to $12 in that range. Buy one. These are worth it. Your horses will love these things. Cows love it. Everything loves these things. Our horse just will lick on that thing. We're always worried about his tongue getting bloody because he loves this thing. It has 60 minerals, not just salt, but it also has 60 different minerals in it. So he's getting his salt intake that he needs, especially in this hot weather, but he's also getting other minerals that the horse needs as well. Now, your horse, all of our horses here at the Horse Radio Network love Redmond Rocks, and you can find them at redmondequine.com. And we thank Mike and the gang over there for offering this gift pack that's going to go out to the winner. Well, the first ad today was submitted by Wendy Taylor, and it says, this is our attempt, people, so we know Jamie is the goddess of this. Please forgive our feeble attempt to do really bad ads, but we didn't want to let you go 3 weeks without them. So here we go.
No.
Awesome little horse, $1. I have two great little horses for sale. One is a 3-year-old Palomino. Oh, by the way, this ad has about a million exclamation points. There are exclamation points at the end of every short sentence. Most of our ads submitted to us don't have any punctuation at all. This one has a lot of punctuation. I was trying to say plethora. There we go.
She's
a plethora
excited.
Of punctuation.
She's excited about it. She's just expressing her enthusiasm.
So I'm going to express the enthusiasm as it relates to her punctuation. 3-year-old Palomino filly named Ruffian. She ties, leads, loads, saddles, bridles, bays, and trims great. She is very well started. I have ridden her this year about 5 times. and she is great. The last time I rode her was about a week or so ago. She is not registered. But she has the most wonderful complexion and attitude. Complexion? Does she get pimples? Is that... I don't know.
She's clear
I didn't know horses had complexion. That's new on me. She is about 14-2 hands. I am asking $400 for her. I will not trade. Only cash. I need to buy a laptop for school. That's the first two, by the way, right there.
hey,
so
you know what else? It says...
Complexion. Yeah.
But it says $1 in the beginning. Then it says $400, and she'll only take cash.
Well, she also said she has 2 great little horses for sale, and I only see one here, so I don't know.
Maybe she got too excited. She got too excited and forgot about the other one.
That's it. That is. But do you know about the complexion thing? You're a vet. Do horses have complexion?
No. I mean, maybe she means the color. Maybe she means she's shiny.
I don't know.
When I can't think of anything nice to say about a horse, I say, oh, well, they're so shiny.
So if you
I mean, at least
ad,
they could be shiny or
selling a horse on Craigslist, and it says the horse is shiny, she hates the thing.
if it's a shiny with beautiful hair, then there's not a lot going on there.
Now, Wendy, I gave you this next one in honor of Jamie, because one of the things Jamie is so good at is reading the ads that people put in with line after line of text and no punctuation at all. And our listeners are terrific at finding them. So I gave this to you because I didn't want you to feel left out.
Okay, I'm going to try. But, Jamie, I'm going to apologize beforehand because I am really, really bad at this. This one is sent in from Erica. Look, I can't even read the person's name. Erica Winnestorfer. And it's a HUHA 5-year-old buckskin for $2,000. Okay. Dixie is a 5-year-old. She has a beautiful baby at her side. She is Sarah Quincy Dan Mayer. She has been raised by me. She was broke as a baby. Kids can ride her. She is now being rode by me since she was 3. She is still learn as we go. Have not rode her since she had her baby. She is not scared of anything. As of yet, she delivers baby while in your stall. It does not bother her. She stands 15 hands now, but still growing. She should be 15 too. I plan on sticking her on cows later to see what she will do as a cutting horse. You may call or text me or ask for John. I can send pictures if you want more, or can go to AubreyPedigree.com and look at her bloodline. She is papered. Name is 2-Bit Dixie Deluxe. Make me an offer or trade. Have lots of horses for sale this year. Need a smaller herd, cutting down on to 2 horses in the end.
Wow. Very good.
I practiced.
That was really good. That was really good. I'm impressed. Now, Jamie would then go back and do it in her best Southern accent. You want to give that a try?
I can't do the Southern accent.
Okay, all right. Just kidding. That was very good. I'm impressed. You did that with one breath, and that was about 10 lines
no,
there.
No, I did two. I did two. I had to take one in the middle.
Oh, did it? Okay, all right. All right, the next one was sent in by Robin Donahue, who is in our chat room at this very moment. By the way, I forgot to mention the chat room, but it has been open for the whole show. She sent in a female quarter horse, $400. Female quarter horse that is only 6 years old, tamed for riding, reddish brown in color, asking $400 or best offer. I love that. Tamed for riding.
It's tamed.
Yeah, just tamed, not trained. Tamed. That's why it's only $400. If it was trained, it would be $800.
Exactly. You can't have everything. It's only $400. What do you want? Okay, the next one is from Christy Thompson, and it's a gelding Swanona. I don't know what that means, but I have a gelding Swanona. Needs at action for sale. $75 to $50. Holler for pickup. It's a Missouri Foxtrotter. I'm off on Sundays and Mondays. Holler anytime after 7:30, 8:30 p.m.
A lot of hollering going on there.
I think maybe Swanona is the name.
I don't know. It says Gelding Swanona. Needs Ation, which is A-T-T-I-O-N. Ation, yep. And it's $75 to $50. So can I offer – why would I pay $75? Just asking.
I don't know. If you know she's going to take $50, I would start at $50. I would give her $25.
Yeah, she probably
would holler.
It.
I would holler out and see if she takes $25.
Now the next one. I have an inkling that I almost want to call this one on the air. We have never done that before, but I am pretty close to wanting to call this one. Why don't you read this one and describe the picture, and then I'll decide whether I'm going to call her.
Okay, we have to call, because basically I want this. This was sent in by Shauna Sparks, and the picture is so adorable. Let me read the thing. Halter broke, Highlander, bull, calf. Okay, it is like the most adorable shaggy baby, and it's a cow that is tied to this hitching post with a Western saddle on. Muirling Scottish Highlander bull calf. Halter broke, ties, loads in the trailer, has saddle on him a few times, not papered. Highlander is known for lean, high-end beef, would make a few delicious steaks, would trade for quality horse or guns, wade saddle or nice Decker pack saddles. Anything of value. Shoot me your ideas.
Okay. When you look at this thing, do you think of steak?
No, I think I want to brush it and cuddle it and feed it carrots and ride it.
Jennifer has to post a picture of this on our Facebook page at Horses in the Morning. This is the cutest little calf ever. It's all hairy and brown. You can't even see its eyes. It has so much hair. These Highlander calves have...
I
know! The Scottish Highlander calves have so long a hair. They're like 8-10 inches long hair. And here she is, has this cute picture of this calf with the saddle on it, all ready to go.
Cool.
And then she talks about how it'll make great steaks. Oh,
well, if you don't want
fried,
you can eat it. Yeah. I'm going to go straight down to Walmart, buy myself some guns, and I'm going to trade her some guns for this little cow. I wonder how many guns this cow costs.
Or a wade saddle, whatever that is, or a Decker pack saddle. You could do any one of those, actually.
It says anything of value. Anything of value.
That's true. That's true.
So
yeah.
Maybe I'll go to a garage sale and
see
if I can.
I made some potato salad for a potluck dinner tonight. You think they'd trade?
That's valuable. Shoot her your ideas.
You know what? Let's do it.
What?
What the heck? What? I wonder where this is. 530.
Come on,
Jennifer, can you look where 530 is? While we finish the really bad ads and see what state that's in. I don't want to wake them up, but I'm tempted to call this one just to find out more about this cute, adorable little cow. But the next one was sent in by Dawn Bailey, who said, Min Pony and Kid, $500.
Oh,
now,
you can get a kid?
Yep, that's right. We have a Min Mom and 6-day-old baby filly. Mom pulls a cart and has been prayed. Mom will be black with barker legs and strip down her back. Baby will be same. Baby has been picked up every day and held and kissed, and we are asking $550 for them. And there is a cart sold separately. Please call. Let me review. Mom pulls a cart and has been prayed. Apparently, they pray a lot with mom.
I think that means in a parade.
Oh, got it. Okay, I thought they prayed with the horse. Mom will be black with barker legs. What's a barker leg?
I have no idea.
Is that the dog bites his legs all the time? I don't know what that is.
Maybe.
Barker leg.
Maybe
and it has a strip.
Mark.
It has a strip down her back, baby. So I thought that was interesting, too. Yeah. And I love this. Baby has been picked up every day and held and kissed. So,
well, you know what? I would do that. If I had a mini baby, I would pick it up every day and kiss it.
I know, but I've never seen that in an ad for selling it, that we kiss. It's very kissable. We've never seen that on a horse before.
I don't know. That's good. I mean, that's selling me. That's selling me on this pony and mini, that she picks it up every day and kisses it. That's almost like it's shiny and has gray hair.
There you go.
You know what I love about this ad, Glenn? Look, this spelling, I mean, it's like she's totally illiterate, but yet she sent it from her iPad.
Oh, that's true. You're right. You are absolutely right.
Steve Jobs is rolling over in his grave right now.
Aubrey sent in the next one for you.
Okay. Aubrey Miller sent in this one. It's a 1995 AQHA Running Blood Sorrel Mare for sale, $800. 45 is a 1995 AQHA Registered Sorrel Broodmare. Her pedigree includes such greats as Top Deck, Twice, Spearmint, Man of War, Three Bars, and Peter McHugh. Her registered name is I Know She's a Honey. She is not a honey. This mare has attitude. Just breed her and leave her alone. She's fed at the barn daily and accepts wormer and vaccination. She produces size, conformation, and speed. We are downsizing our herd or she would not be for sale.
She is not a honey.
She's not. I can see they love her so much. If they weren't downsizing, they'd be out there cuddling her and picking her up every day and kissing her, obviously.
Okay, let me ask you. I don't know a lot about breeding.
I love how she accepts wormer and vaccinations. This is like my nightmare to go when they say, can you come give my horse a shot? This would be like the nightmare one that I wouldn't be wanting to dart her from the outside of the barn.
I don't know a lot about breeding, Wendy, but do you really want to breed the nut jobs? Doesn't that breed nut jobbiness into the kids?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, also, what if you have to do something with the mare or the baby?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's bad, too. That's good one, Aubrey. Hey, Coach Jen found this one, my wife. She found this one in our local Craigslist. And I love this because it's a horse husband ad. This is a man after my own heart right here. Coastal hay bales, $5 in Ocala. By the way, Jennifer, did you go buy these hay bales? That's cheap. That's really cheap. You need to call them and go get them. Yep. You're on mute, I think. We can't hear you. But, you need to come off of mute first. 12 coastal hay bales, $5 each. Just purchased them yesterday from Spar here in Ocala for $6.99 each. Still have the receipt. The thing is, my horses eat peanut hay. My husband bought the wrong hay. I just need to make room in the barn for the right hay. Come and get the coastal for a great price, and don't send your hubby on horsey errands. Call or text.
That's funny. Basically, they don't want to, like, load it up back on the thing and take it back to Spar.
That's it. And did you call about it later,
like,
or not?
Just go get it. It was gone in about 15 minutes.
I bet. Aww. 12 bales at $5. That's cheap down here. And by the way, for all you listeners out there that are women that have a husband, this is why we don't want to do your barn chores. This is why when you say, can you pick this up at the tack shop, we will always get the wrong thing. Don't send us to the feed store. Don't send us to the tack shop unless you expect it to be screwed up. And then you need to accept that. You need to make peace with that before we ever leave the house. Because when we get back, it's not going to be right. It's not fair that you send us to do it. That's my point. I'm just saying.
Okay. I bet there was a whole huge blowout, too, like that she's not telling us about. Like, there's a lot of screaming and yelling.
I know.
Don't
because
you think?
She said here, my husband bought the wrong hay, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point.
Yeah. I
Idiot.
Wish I was there. She should have videoed it and put it on YouTube with the ad.
All right, next one was sent in by Tiffany Crumbly, which was a new name I don't remember before, so thank you, Tiffany. It's a white flea-bitten mare, child-safe, dead broke. Now, I don't know exactly what it is, but it's dead broke and it's child-safe. And it is from Defunkinic Springs.
Defunkinic Springs.
What is it?
Defuniac Springs. That's where Duke and Dante came from.
Your horses came from there? Defunkinic Springs?
Yes.
Springs?
Defunkinic Springs is actually Defuniac Springs, which is in L.A., not the L.A. in California, the L.A. Lower Alabama.
How did you ever end up in Lower Alabama?
You know, it was like one of my many bad life choices. But anyways, I've escaped. And I actually thought it was near the beach, which I was wrong. It was only like 45 minutes from the beach, but yet in another world. Okay, so the Dupuniac Springs is very picturesque. There's lots of trail riding, but it is kind of out there.
Yeah.
So Walmart is very far away.
This person really ought to learn where they live. That's what I, because they spelled it wrong. So they really ought to learn where they live. Yeah. All right, here we go. Now, this is also one sentence. Let me get a drink first because I'm getting really dry here. And this is my attempt at doing a Jamie.
Oh, I'm glad you have a no punctuation one.
This really should be a Southern accent, but mine stinks as much as yours. Here we go. 12-year dead broke child safe. Anyone can ride quarter horse, smooth grok. Great horse loads well, stands for farrier. Don't kick, no bad habits. Great with other horses. I have too many. She is good riding, lies and been there and done that. So she don't spook and rides and loads and cars, dogs. She's great horse, been used for roping and pass, but used on trail ridding. And don't go just for trail rid, rode by myself. She's sweet and very easy to catch in field. Don't miss out on this great deal for her call. Got that?
Got
terrific. It. For your, there was a horse in there somewhere, I guess.
Good job, Glenn.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thank you. All right, now, horse trailer. We always have one, don't we, Wendy? Every single week, listeners find
us
horse trailer.
I think this is just the other side of the one you had last week that has the plywood on the side. This is the other side,
color,
the metal side. It's the exact same color. Okay, this is sent in from Dawn Bailey. I also do like there's a Shar Pei in the background in a little harness. So horse trailer, $1,000. Works great. Hauled it in just over 2 months ago. Tabs are expired. Have title in hand. Call or text only. I will not be checking email whatsoever.
And to describe this trailer, it's a two-horse trailer. Apparently, he has to lean it against a pine tree to keep it standing up because two-horse trailer is pushed all the way into the pine tree. We can't even see if this thing has a hitch because the pine tree's in the way. And
well,
the
how
grass
do you even
is
hook
kind
it
of
up?
I don't know. The grass is kind of grown up around the tires, but the tires appear, we can't tell really, but the tires don't appear to be flat, which should probably be a first one. And it is painted this lovely multicolored blue, white, gray, plywood, red kind of color.
It's like tie-dye.
Yeah, it is kind of like tie-dye, actually. It looks like his kids
like
painted
tie-dye.
It. That's what it kind of looks like. It does
have a Partridge Family trailer.
That's it, the Partridge Family. It would look great behind a bus.
Yeah.
You're right.
You have to pay extra for that.
And there isn't one show in America today that you're going to listen to that you have heard the Partridge Family mentioned. Only on ours will you find a mention of the Partridge Family today. That's darn right. I wish I had music, but I don't. That would drive Jamie nuts. Jennifer's going to post a picture of this trailer. The Shar Pei is probably worth more than the trailer, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I just like how he said, I will not be checking email whatsoever.
So don't
even bother to email, even though I'm posting it on Craigslist. And Craigslist people don't like to call anyway. They do everything on email. They don't like to speak to other people. They're Craigslist people.
That's true. All right, the winner, picked by Wendy, and I'm going to let you read this one, and you can announce who the winner
is
for this week. Really, I don't think we did too bad, by the way. I'm just saying.
I think it was not as good as Jamie, but okay, our winner is Glenn Forster, and this is actually my favorite ad of the week. It's so funny. Okay, 50-gallon Rubbermaid feeding trough, $30. This thing has been everything for me and my boys. We use it as a boat, see the oar locks. If I can find the oars, I'll throw them in, but please strap life vests to the outside to keep it from tipping over. Ask me how I know this. Last used to winter our goldfish in the garage. If you bury it and put some rocks around it, it would make a great garden pond. Please call 404-216-4283 if interested. And the reason I read the number is because they spelled it out like a little song. You know, like it's a commercial.
404-216-4283. It's a jingle. I love this. Please wrap life vests around the outside to keep it from tipping over. If you're using it as a boat, ask me how I know this.
Ask me how I know this. I wanna use it. And they put oar locks on it. So, I mean, who the hell would do that?
Can you see it now? I can just picture this. This is a guy that definitely put this ad in. There's no question in my mind because the guy had his boys out to the lake. And he thought they needed a boat, so he thought it was a great idea. He'd take this Rubbermaid feeding trough and he'd make it into a boat. Now, his wife on the way out there said, "Don't do anything stupid, boys, and that includes you, hubby." And, of course, he went out there, did something really stupid, almost drowned the kids, and when he got back, he got yelled at, too. He's probably the same family that had the coastal hay bales.
I bet you're right. Probably.
Can't you just picture that whole scene taking place, though?
I think it's so – I think, like, how do you say, "I've got this great idea. Let's use the Rubbermaid tub as a boat." Who says that?
Thank you, Glenn. Glenn's in the chat room also. So you get the Redmond Rock gift pack. So you got some Redmond Rocks heading out your way. Just drop an email to Jennifer@horseradionetwork.com with your address, and she will make sure that the good folks over at Redmond Rock get it out to you. And thank you to them. It's Redmond. Equine.com. All right, as best as Jennifer can tell, this ad with the very, very cute, adorable Scottish Highlander bull calf is out of somewhere in Montana. So I think they should be up by now, don't you? So I am going to do something we've never done on the show before. I'm going to call them live, if I can figure out how to do this, on the air. So Wendy, just hold on there a second. We're going to see if we can get this done. Here we go.
I'm getting nervous. You know, I always giggle when we call live.
I know. Hold on.
Oh, jeez.
I can't wait. Oh, I hope they answer. Come on.
Oh, come on. We want to know about your Scottish Highlander.
Maybe they're out eating.
This is Ross. Give me a message. I'll call you back.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To send a fax, press 4 now. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Hi, Ross. My name is Wendy Ying, and I'm calling about your ad in Craigslist about the Scottish Highlander bull calf. I'm really interested. I want you to call me back. My number is 540-454-1994. I have some things of value I'd love to trade. Plus, I want to know how tall he is because I'm kind of short. I think I could ride a pony-sized bull calf, but I just want to make sure that he's big enough for me. So give me a call. Bye. Okay, you have to hang up. Are you hanging up?
I can't. It won't hang up.
Ross, I also have some guns available for trade. And I am a beef eater.
I put him in the screening room, Jennifer, because there's no way for me to hang up the call. Okay, that's a glitch in the system.
Oh, you know what? That sucks to prank call people and then not be able to hang up. Oh, that was fun. Well, what am I going to do if he calls me now?
Oh, and you know
why
what? I don't know.
That was so dumb.
Yeah, you just gave your number out over the air, by the way. Just saying.
So what? You know what? Everybody has my number. I don't care. Call me.
Go ahead.
My
best friend's
a vet. What are you going to do?
You are a vet. Your number's out there. So.
Exactly.
Well, that was fun, Wendy. We've never done that before. You did a great job leaving the message. That's that was good.
Oh, you know what? I should have asked if he Roman rides.
Hey, you can hear Wendy and I every week over on the Driving Radio Show. Just go to horseradionetwork.com and you'll find the Driving Radio Show on there. We put out a show every week. It's like this silliness and fun. We have called people on the air before too in that show. So, and thank you so much for filling in for Jamie today and giving a darn good attempt at really bad ads. You did great.
Oh, well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. It's really fun to do the show with you, Glenn. Thanks so much.
All right.
Jennifer.
Well, we'll have you back. Will you come back once more before Jamie?
Yeah, I would love to.
Okay, great. Well, we'll have you back again. That's for certain. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Have a terrific weekend. Be safe out there. Hug your horses. We won't be here on Monday. Enjoy your holiday on Monday. We'll be back live on Tuesday morning. Enjoy, everybody. Have a terrific weekend. Bye, Wendy. Say goodbye.
Bye, everybody. Bye, Glenn and Jennifer.
And as Jamie would say, pay, neuter, and geld. And if you need a horse gelded, give Wendy a call. She just gave you her number.